How will you feed? Brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
Go ahead.
What?
Start.
My.
Okay, here's
you have
Cobra.
Something, no, you have something to tell us. You've been keeping things from us.
I've not been keeping things from you.
The hell you haven't.
You thought you could. You know what? I guarantee you, had you not picked up on this, we would have gone the rest of our lives never knowing.
Sure you would have. You would have noticed.
How?
All right, I got an iPhone, okay? I got a freaking iPhone.
I got iPhone money.
Yeah, Joe money. Yeah, iPhone money, Jerry Jones money.
After all these years of calling it the tool of the cool and the hipster douchewad device, look who's finally come around.
Well, it's a trial run.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure it is. And boy, if you're listening closely today, the amount of pings and hums and buzzes.
It
and
is a freaking notification fiesta.
Good God, man. It's unbelievable.
I don't have this thing down quite yet, okay?
Ping, buzz, bong.
Every tweet, every Facebook update, yeah. Every email, every text, every weather right, change, I every don't sports score. We're just all we all know about it.
Alert.
I don't have this down quite yet.
So you're the you're one of the last holdouts, I think, and you finally had to acquiesce. So you've had what type of smartphone for all these years?
Various forms of the Android. Most recently, the Samsung Galaxy.
And why?
Yeah, why? That's my biggest question: is why did you do this, or why are you?
Why did I
why
do?
Are you considering
why did I do this?
This? Yes. Why are you? Why did you switch to the dark side?
Well. It was time for new anyway, and everything else I have is Apple.
Which begs the question, why didn't you go to this a lot earlier?
I don't know. I just didn't. I just got used to Android and stayed with it. And it's a little bit of a mind warp when you first try to adjust to this.
It is so much easier and will become so within days of whatever phone that you were used to before.
That could very well be. A lot of people tell me that, but I got very used to...
Good.
That's real. That's not a drop.
God. What?
I thought I turned this stuff off. I turned sounds down.
Who's calling you?
Oh, and look who it is.
Jeff Newberry. That's the big unit.
Okay,
bastard.
Man. Yeah, you don't know how to do anything yet.
No, I don't. I'm just kind of learning this off of the iPad. You know, I've had iPads for a long time. I have a little bit of a feel for how they work. And they tell me that really the main difference between the phone and the iPad is you can use that as a phone. You make phone calls with it, but everything else that you do on this pretty much the same works the same way there.
From what I understand, that's the case. But let me say something about, because I had a similar experience. The only reason that I did iPhone was out of convenience and compatibility. Because like you said, you got everything else is Apple. I'm not like that. I did get a MacBook, but I think I got that after I got iPhone money.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it because everybody else had one. And with an Android, it made it so much more difficult to communicate.
It's impossible.
Because you'd have to download text messages. You would have to, the photos don't look right. The videos don't look right. If you're sharing something between an iPhone and an Android, for the most part, if you're on Android, it just doesn't communicate well with iPhones. And so all of the guys that I play with and band people and my close friends are all on iPhone. And I just decided, you know what? It's going to be easier to do this. It's going to make everything a lot more compatible. But I'll tell you what, I love Android better. I really do. I don't like the iPhone. I think it blows.
Why?
Because everything's so proprietary about it. And you can't find files. You can't save files onto this, and there's a folder that you can go to. It's not like an actual computer. Apple is just so proprietary. and they make everything so exclusive and synced up with it, within itself, that you just don't have the custom ability that you do with Android, with Google phones.
Yeah, see, I don't use my phone for that type of stuff, though. You know, I mean, it, for me, it's really easy. If I want to do an interview, I hit record.
Yeah,
I can send it to my...
It's very simple. It's definitely cell phone for babies.
It is.
It truly is.
Yeah.
It is super simple. But, yeah, like, for example... Like I said, like being able to locate files, being able
but
to change,
kind of file
being able
to need?
Change out, change your battery. You know, this thing, if this battery goes dead, you got to take it back to the damn company and they've got to install one for you rather than just going and buying a new battery or a SIM card or a memory stick. You can upgrade your memory with. I mean, they're just so much more expandable.
You need to do what
Google,
I do.
The Google phone
either
is.
Break it or lose it every 5 months, and then you just go get a new one.
I know what you're saying, but like a, just like a Word document, you have to save everything to the cloud. You can't save it on your phone. I just think that it's an inferior product, and I do long for the days of the Google phone. And I have a feeling if you don't get your head around this thing in a week or two, you're going to go right back to it.
Could happen. Could happen because just about everything you say. You know, I was sitting here listening to that and going, "Yep." I mean, I just got very used to it. Now, I've never had any problems syncing up Android with iPhone users or anything like that. There's never been any kind of issue there, I don't think.
Well, there has been. There's been lots of group texts that we've been,
yes.
A lot of them that you just don't get. Or, like, something will show up on your phone, like, 100 times,
yeah.
You know?
Or it'll have, like, a bubble that you'll have to click on it to
download
it to read it.
Yeah.
It's usually when you're involved in group texting is where you run into problems communicating iOS with Android.
Yeah. Now, there has been that a lot of time where I will get, you know, those group texts from you guys and...
Your phone's ringing.
Oh, you bastards.
Just turn the damn thing off.
I did.
No, press the button at the top and hold it
down.
Yeah,
turn the phone off. You know how to do that?
He can't handle that.
And it's not me calling you.
Yeah, it is, too.
No, it's not. Someone pulled the old gag of my phone was ringing, too, and it was your number. So at the same time. But mine's on silent. Mine's on buzz. Everything that I have, and you know what you need to do is...
Still airplane mode.
Is every single notification that is there... Just turn it off completely. You don't need any sound emitting from that thing.
I like sounds emitting from it.
You do a radio program. You don't need sound at all. I mean, you're invariably going to go to your Facebook on there, to your Twitter, to your texts. You don't need to know when it's updated because you'll just go to it anyway.
But I like the sounds.
Oh, what do you want?
What, do you have a mobile over your bed?
Seriously.
Yeah, I do.
You like the sounds?
Yes, I do.
I like the sound.
I like mobiles, too.
And another thing, Apple, they set this thing up to fail just so you'll buy a new one every damn year it comes out. Okay, so Samsung makes one that you can throw against a wall that Lil Wayne or Weezy can pour champagne on it and dunk it into a fish tank, and it works. Apple's had the technology. Why didn't they do this 7 years ago?
Yeah, that's...
Because they want you to break the damn thing. That's why do you see every iPhone has shattered glass?
Yeah.
Because it's an inferior piece of crap. And they want you to replace it.
Will you please turn it off?
I'm going to come in there and take it away from you.
Do you know how to turn it off?
Yeah.
I know then turn it off! God bless it!
I want to cuss.
Don't yell at me.
Don't you want to cuss?
Yes! Not only is it on, it's like on full blast.
And now that we're talking about it, all of his buddies are calling him.
Yeah, of course.
All right, like, don't yell at me.
It's like Norm. Norm's got his phone up to 1 million. But look, as far as you getting used to it, you'll get used to it very quickly, especially since you do have an iPad. There's no difference between the two. None. Unless you just want to, you know, you like the size of that iPad better. But that is an iPad. That's a tiny iPad that you use to make phone calls. So you're not going to have any problem getting used to it. And if you're not, you know, I don't deal with files. I don't even know why you would in the first place on your phone.
Just like a sound file, a document file, everything. If it's any type of audio file, it's got to be, you got to deal with freaking iTunes.
But you don't. I mean, just send it to your email.
And just the automatic downloading of everything. Like anytime you have a voice memo and you sync up your computer and you're running around the lake and you want to hear Don Henley's Boys of Summer, but no, there's some interview with Josh Howard from 11 years ago that comes up.
I'd rather hear that.
What is this?
Crazy, man.
Mine doesn't do that anymore. You have to turn off that thing of automatic downloads, especially voicemails. Yeah, Josh Howard. It is maddening. There are so many maddening things about Apple.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree. The iTunes thing alone is enough to make you completely insane.
It absolutely is. Insane.
The fact that I have, like, you know, a desktop, a laptop, and I know people are like, oh, it's all in the cloud. Well, it is, but
yeah,
it's
so
not.
Yeah, so are Kate Upton's vagina pictures.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Right, exactly. But it's so strange trying to, well, this phone is now hooked up to this computer, which if you hook it up to the other computer, then it's not compatible with that one. I'm like, dude, just, I bought all this music already. Can I just have it all on one thing? And it's complex. There's no doubt about it. But from a phone standpoint, just your telephone and you using Twitter and you using Facebook and you using email.
And doing the things I normally do.
Yes, which you use 1% of the phone, all the apps on there, whether it's Fandango or texting penis to your mother. Any of that stuff is really simple. And so from that aspect, it won't be difficult for you. I'm just glad that you finally made the move to the hipster phone of now.
Let's see if I stay.
So you didn't actually buy that?
No,
phone?
I did, but I got a couple weeks.
They give you time with those things now?
She told me she would. I got a couple weeks to mess around with this, and if I don't like it, I can bring it back and get back into a Android.
It is amazing how few people have that now, though.
What's that?
The Android phone. Like, it's almost like the, well, it is. It's Walmart. Apple is Walmart. Walmart is Apple. They just own such a chunk of everything, you know?
Didn't used to be that way.
No, not at all.
And what is Android? Costco?
Yeah, it is. Kind of is.
I like Android. I like Costco, too. All right, community quick hits are coming up.
Your phone's ringing again. All right, let's talk about...
Not it.